This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. I want to bring to your attention a very interesting observation on the opening pasuk of Lech Lecha. Vayomer Hashem el Avram. Hashem tells Avraham, Lech Lecha, go, me'artzecha mi'mayladetecha mi'beis avicha el ha'aretz. Let's focus on the word el ha'aretz. The nekudos are unusual. It should say el ha'aretz. The reason it should say el ha'aretz is it only usually says aretz at a soif pasuk or nesnachta. The word is eretz. The word is land. Aretz, it only takes a kamatz at the end of a pasuk or by an asnachta. And here it takes a kamatz, el ha'aretz, to the aretz. It's not the end of the pasuk. It should say el ha'aretz asher areka. There is a tipcha there, which we have to discuss. But another question, and these questions are raised by the Shem Yishmuel in this week's parasha, 19:13. So first of all, why does it say ha'aretz? As if it would be an asnachta. Also, why is there a tipcha there, bechlal? Why is there this trap that interposes, that separates aretz from asher areka? Isn't it the land that I'm going to show you? U'mibeis avicha, it should say, El ha'aretz asher areka. Maybe the tipcha should be after the word asher. But why does the tipcha separate the word the land from that I will show you? The Shem Yishmuel offers as follows with another question. What do you mean to the land? What do you mean the land? We don't even know which land it is yet. It should say El Eretz Asher Areka. What do you mean to the land? You know, the Hei HaYadiyah refers to something definitive. There can't be anything less definitive than a place that Avraham Avinu doesn't even know what it is yet. So there are a bunch of questions here. Why Aretz, not Eretz? Why is there a Tipcha interposing between Haaretz and Asher Areka? And why is Hei the land? Says Hashem Yishmuel, that's because the correct way to read this pasuk is that two different things are happening. The first is Hashem tells Avram, leave your land and your birthplace and your father's house, and you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. You're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Otherwise, how did Avram Avinu know where to go? If Hashem never told him where to go, then how did Avram Avinu even walk out of his front door? The answer is, of course Hashem told him where to go. You're going to Haaretz, the land, Eretz Yisrael. Nothing short of that. Otherwise, Avraham Avinu couldn't even have walked out of his house. In other words, if what Hashem told Avraham is, you go to the land I'm going to show you, but Hashem never showed him. So how did he know whether you should make a right on the corner or a left? The answer is Hashem told you, you're going to the land. The land, of course, is Eretz Yisrael. And that's why it says with a Hei HaYadiyah. Hei HaYadiyah is going on Eretz Yisrael. That's how Avraham Avinu knew where to go. And that's why, since these are two different commands, there's a tipcha here. You're going to go El Haaretz, to the land, to the land. And because the tipcha is such an important stop, there are times in Tanakh that a tipcha will take the place of an asnachta. Now, the Shem Yishmuel doesn't quite say it like this. He just says that the tipcha here is a very dramatic pause. And to indicate that, we have a kamatz. But I'll give you an example of where a tipcha can take the place of a asnachta. Hopefully we could find it in Bahaloischa by the Pesach Sheni, where the pasuk says, in Behaloischa, V'yasu v'nei Yisrael es ha'pasach b'mayadai. V'yasu v'nei Yisrael es ha'pasach B'mayadai, there's no asnachta there. There's just a tipcha. There, the tipcha, because there's no asnachta, takes the place of an asnachta, and the word pesach becomes pasach. This is really what's happening over here. El ha'aretz, you should go to the land, meaning Eretz Yisrael. So then the question is, what does asher areka mean? Asher areka means a separate clause. That I will show you. That I will show you what? That I will show you. It's as if it says, there, asher sham areka. I'll show you what? I'll show you the Mare Kavod Hashem. The Zohar HaKadosh says, areka, I will show you something you cannot understand on your own and you can't know. The strength of that land, which is deep and concealed, which is referring to the Mare Kavod Hashem. So says Hashem Yishmael, the way to read the Pasuk, which is supported by the Nekudais and the Tamei HaMikra, is, you know where you're going to go? El Ha'aretz, the land. That's referring to the definitive land, Eretz Yisrael. And to indicate that Asher Areka is not a description of El Ha'aretz, the word is Ha'aretz, as if there would be an Asnachta there. And the words Asher Areka are a clause unto themselves. There I will show you the Mare Kavod Hashem. Anyway, that's just an interesting observation on the opening Pasuk.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.